Unlike a human captain whose brain might have seized with the terror of unexpected deceleration from faster-than-light speed, Horn of Plenty's nav computer was perfectly composed as it fired a series of bursts from the propulsion pod's hydrazine maneuvering rockets, brought the crippled freighter to a stop before the torsion of its tumble sheared its propulsion pod from the cargo container. Crisis averted, the nav computer began a dispassionate damage assessment and soon discovered the breakdown's cause. The pair of compact reactors fueling the Shaw Fujikawa drive had overflowed their shared waste containment system. The system had fault sensors, but these were long overdue for replacement and had failed when the reactors maxed power to initiate the slip. When the reactors overheated, the drive shut down, forcing Horn of Plenty's abrupt exit. It was a maintenance oversight, pure and simple, and the nav computer logged it as such. Had the nav computer possessed a fraction of the emotional intelligence of the so-called smart artificial intelligences, AI, required on larger UNSC vessels, it might have taken a moment to consider how much worse the accident could have been. Wasted a few cycles enjoying what its human makers called relief. Instead, nestled in its small black housing in the propulsion pod's command cabin, the nav computer simply oriented the Horn of Plenty's maser so it pointed back toward harvest, cued a distress signal, and settled in for what it knew would be a very long wait. While it would only take 2 weeks for the maser burst to reach harvest, the nav computer knew Horn of Plenty wouldn't rate an expedited recovery. The truth was, the only part of the freighter worth a salvage fee was its slipspace drive, and in its damaged state, there was no need to rush the drive's retrieval. Better to let the radioactive coolant plume disperse, even if that meant letting the cargo container's reactor-powered heating units fail, and its load of fruit freeze solid. So the nav computer was surprised when, only a few hours after Horn of Plenty's breakdown, a contact appeared on the freighter's radar. The nav computer quickly redirected its maser dish and hailed its unexpected rescuer as it approached at a cautious pace. From DCS.HornOfPlenty. My drive is damaged. Can you provide assistance? The nav computer hesitated to log the contact as a ship when it failed to match any of the DCS profiles in its admittedly limited database. And even though it failed to get an initial response, it let its message repeat. After a few minutes of one-sided conversation, the contact slunk into range of the freighter's simple docking assist camera. The nav computer didn't have the sophistication to make the comparison, but to a human's eyes, the rescue vessel's profile would have looked like a fishhook fashioned from impractically thick wire. It had a series of segmented compartments behind its hooked prow and barbed antenna that flexed backwards to a single glowing engine in its stern. The vessel was the deepest blue-black, an absence of stars against the brilliant background stripe of the Milky Way. As the contact drew within a few thousand meters of Horn of Plenty's port side, three crimson dots appeared in a divot in its prow. For a moment, these lights seemed to gauge the freighter's disposition. Then the dots flared like widening holes in the wall of a raging furnace, and a chorus of alarms from various damaged and dying systems overwhelmed the nav computer. If the nav computer had been smarter, it might have recognized the dots for the lasers they were, fired its maneuvering rockets, and tried to evade the barrage. But it could do nothing as the now clearly hostile vessel slagged Horn of Plenty's propulsion pod, burning away its rockets and boiling the delicate inner workings of its Shaw Fujikawa drive. Not knowing what else to do, the nav computer changed its distress signal from engine failure to willful harm and upped the frequency of the maser's pulse. But this change must have alerted whatever was controlling the vessel's lasers, because the weapons quickly swept the maser dish with kilowatts of infrared light that cooked its circuits and permanently muted Horn of Plenty's cries for help. Without the ability to move or speak, the nav computer had only one option: wait and see what happened next. Soon the lasers identified and eliminated all of Horn of Plenty's external cameras, and then the nav computer was blind and deaf as well. The laser fire stopped, and there was a long period of seeming inactivity until sensors inside the cargo container alerted the nav computer to a hull breach. These sensors were even dumber than the nav computer, and it was with a certain blithe inanity that they reported a number of bins of fruit had been opened, ruining their contents' freshness guarantees. But the nav computer had no idea it was in any danger until a pair of clawed reptilian hands grasped its boxy housing and began wrestling it from its rack. A smarter machine might have spent the last few seconds of its operational life calculating the ridiculous odds of piracy at the very edge of UNSC space, or wondered at its attacker's angry hisses and chirps. But the nav computer simply saved its most important thoughts to flash memory, where its journey had started and where it had hoped to end up, as its assailant found purchase at the back of its housing and tore it away from Horn of Plenty's power grid.